Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, and we're going live to Bradenton, Florida. Want to get an update after Hurricane Milton, and before that, had to deal with Hurricane Helene. Joining us is the Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau, our friend Elliot Falcione. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you, sir?
Good. I played a little Leonard Skinner music for this segment for a reason. So I'm not going to steal your thunder. Tell us why.
Well, as they would say, turn it up. November 15th, we go on sale today. Leonard Skinner will perform at our Bradenton Area Convention Center. And then Marcus King will open up the show. Really want to thank Rich Angler. He worked tirelessly last week to pull this off, to be able to announce on Friday for a concert November 15th is very unusual.
And the reason is you're trying to help with hurricane relief.
Absolutely. On the barrier islands from the storms Helene and then Milton, a lot of our hospitality workers that have served us for decades haven't been working. Now the water's starting to turn on. The beaches are open. Manatee Beach, Coquina Beach. We have about 12 restaurants opening, but there's still some properties. Larry, you've been to it. The Sandbar, the Beach House, Beach Bistro. They're still working hard to get their restaurants reopened. So this concert is a way to raise some monies, and 100% of the net proceeds will go to those workers. And we're working with the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association to quickly be able to turn those revenues into the pockets of the employees.
And for those who don't know, the eye of the storm went right over Sarasota, Bradenton, and you literally experienced that yourself.
Yeah, it was really eerie being once you're inside the eye of the hurricane. It was so surreal. The air didn't move for 45 minutes. So you got one initial hit. I think we peaked out at 103 miles per hour. Then you went into the eye, and it was quiet for about 40, 45 minutes. And then once you realized you were in the eye, you knew you were going to get the tail end. So we experienced about a 40-minute additional wind impact, not as strong as the first one. But you know what? Those days are behind us. Larry, the progress out on the barrier islands has been unprecedented. Getting it cleaned up. There's still a long ways to go with just debris along the long Gulf Drive, but I'm excited to what every week is going to present us. And, of course, in a couple weeks, we're going to celebrate November 15th with Leonard Skinner.
And I know that a lot of people are probably sitting back and wondering who frequent the area in the wintertime after the holidays, and certainly the connection here with our relationship with the Pirates spring training. So what are you recommending for people to do?
Well, hang in there. You know, when we get to Thanksgiving, a majority of the cleanup should be complete. We're hoping that some of the restaurants on the beaches will be reopened by no later than early December. So I would tell Pittsburghers, from an honest Pittsburgher, is if you've planned to come down and you've booked your reservations this winter, keep those reservations, support the Bradenton area. I just met with a lot of the airlines last week in Green Bay, Wisconsin, of all places, and they are maintaining those nonstop flights, Allegiant Airlines and Southwest Airlines, Pittsburgh nonstop to Sarasota Bradenton Airport. And for those who go to the Pirate Games, it's only 15 minutes from Lecom Park. So we're excited to host Pittsburghers back here in the wintertime and even around the holidays, and we'll be ready for you. It's going to be really, really important to get the economy going on the barrier islands and get back to normalcy.
And that, for you, is really the best way for us to help, is to maintain those relationships. Speaking of the ballpark, Dennis Dupre, who works with the organization, has been there forever, visited. So the ballparks and the facilities for the Pirates spring training, which is only a few months away, will be ready to go?
Oh, 100%. There's a little bit of outfield wall damage at Lecom Park, and then Pirate City, that famous batter's eye, that huge, I guess, gosh, Larry, it's 20, 25 feet tall. Back in the day, Willie Stargell used to hit home runs over that was damaged. They'll be ready to roll. They're going to have ball players on the field in the month of November during instructional league, and there's some camps there. So, yeah, the Pirates, you know, first-class organization, they're going to get those ballparks ready. I did want to mention that you could go to purchase tickets or make a donation at thecenterami.org/concerts and to make a donation or buy tickets if anybody wants to come down for November 15th. Tickets will sell out fast. The venue seats 3,800, so it's going to be a nice, intimate environment.
Is there any chance that you may sing and open up the concert?
Well, I tried, but they couldn't afford me. So we went with Marcus King opening up with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
All right, Elliot, appreciate your hard work and keeping us informed and the connections. And I know a lot of people will help support what's going on for the love of the game. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Larry. Have a great day.
Elliot Falcioni, Executive Director of the Bradenton Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.